V'loy shevet Levi b'vad. Not only shevet Levi. Ela kol ish v'ish mikol bo'i olam. Any person, from anyone who came to the world, asher not v'rucha yaisai, be'evinu madoi, li'bodel lamoid l'fnei Hashem, l'shorsai, l'avdoi, l'deyas Hashem, v'holach yoshar. Anybody in the world who devotes himself totally to the service of Hashem, Limud HaTorah, can be like Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi, from the time of Mitzrayim, at least, is the paradigm of maybe what we would call the Kaila lifestyle. All of Klal Yisrael worked in Mitzrayim, included in the Shibud. Shevet Levi was above that. Shevet Levi did not get included in the Shibud. They just stayed. They learned. And they didn't work in Mitzrayim. When it came to the Egel Azav, and many of Klal Yisrael sinned, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Mila Hashem Eli, and Shevet Levi all comes to him. And Shevet Levi, all through the history of Klal Yisrael, never had the satisfaction of earning a paycheck. Mishnah in Avos says, Yafet Torah im Derech Eretz. Essential part of life is work, is earning your livelihood. And it's a great and satisfying feeling when a person works and earns his livelihood. And Shevet Levi never felt that. Shevet Levi existed, subsisted off of Trumas and Maisras, so that they could be solely devoted to Avodas Hashem, to Limud HaTorah. How did they do that? How do you live a life without Yafet Torah and Derech Eretz? So apparently, and this is still true for anybody who's Nichlal in this V'loy Shevet Levi Bovad, that somebody who's so inspired with living a life totally devoted to Torah and Avodas Hashem, he lives such an inspired life that even if he doesn't derive the satisfaction of supporting himself, so he continued to grow, he can continue to be happy and ecstatic in life, and go milmala l'mala. But that was Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi is the paradigm of a group of people who are not nichlal in the regular rules of Olam Hazeh. They spend this world just devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, spend this world just devoted to Avodas Hashem and Limud HaTorah. And so it's very surprising when you take a look at this week's parsha, Bamidbar, which the English translations translate somehow as Numbers. Never quite figured out how you get that from Bamidbar. But the Ramban says that Bamidbar is not about numbers, it's about Mishmeres on Mishkan. When you add up the numbers, so you find out that Shevet Levi, the holiest of all of the Shvatim, ends up getting a little shortchanged. You take a look at Shevet Reuven. Shevet Reuven has 64,000 some odd people. Shimon, 59,000. Yehuda, 74,000. Dan, 62,000. What about Levi? So the pasuk says, Shevet Levi mi ben chodesh v'malo u'chudeyem. First of all, we count from 1 month, not 20 years like everybody else. Shnayim ve'esrim elef shloisha v'shivim u'asayim. 22,000 and some odd people. Very, very tiny. But it's even worse than that. You look at the Ramban, and the Ramban asks the kasha in the most stark fashion. He says, Hine lo yayu Shevet Levi kishar shvatim. Shevet Levi wasn't like any of the other shvatim. Ki mi ben chayrish v'malo lo yayu rak esim rishnayim elef. When we ben shleishim shana, and from 30 years old, kulam, all of them were shmeina salafim, just 8,000. Vihine lo yagiu mi ben esrim shana v'mal lechatzi shevet mi Yisrael apacha shebechu kulam. Shevet Levi, when you add up the numbers, it was about half of the smallest shevet. V'zet tamia. This is unbelievable. Ech lo yiyu avodav v'chasidav bruchei Hashem kishar kol ha'am. How can it be that Levi, the most special of all of the Shevatim, is not like the rest of Klal Yisrael? They're not even half of the smallest Shevet. Where's the fairness in that? How does it work? So the Netziv in HaMikdavar gives two terutzim. Terutz number one is he says that Dafka, because Shevet Levi was so special, so they got shortchanged. HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the ones who are closest to him, the Chasidim, Kechut Asara. Tzaddikim can make a very small mistake and they get punished for it, and that's why Shevet Levi wasn't Zechet to so many children. He gives another teretz, maybe more inspiring than that. And we say it every Shabbos, a couple of times. Tzaddik Atomar Yifrach. A tzaddik grows like a palm tree. A palm tree grows very, very small. Very, very strong. Shesulim beveis Hashem, they're planted in the beis Hashem. Chatzois Hashem yafrichu. A yinuvun beseva, but they're going to be fruitful even into their old age. A tzaddik grows very, very slowly. Very, very gradually. And Shevet Levi starts out very, very small. Because ultimately, it's for the long haul. That's a big decision in life. You want to grow in Ruchnius. Anything that happens very quickly, very instantaneously, very powerfully, doesn't usually have a key. Flash in the pan. If you want something to last, it's got to be little by little. 1 inch at a time. 2 inches. 3 inches. Then it's a foot. And then it's 2 feet. But if it's too much at once, it's very exciting. In the PR world, that's what it's all about. But in Torah, for anything with a kiyum, it's got to start out small and slow. Otherwise, it's nothing. But that's the Netziv. And before the Netziv, there was a Rishon called the Ramban. And the Ramban, who asked the question, doesn't give the Netziv's answer. He gives another answer. And that answer is a very, very important answer that we need for ourselves, and also gives a very, very surprising insight as to perhaps why it was that Shevet Levi was so few in number. Meisen, we spoke about it last week a little bit, and it's a great phrase. It's a great phrase in the exercise world, in the sports world in America. And the truth of the matter is that they stole it like anything good. They stole it from us. They stole it from Pirkei Avos. You go to any exercise room anywhere in the world, there's bound to be a sign that says, no pain, no gain. If you don't hurt yourself doing this, if you're not going to be Charlie Horse in the morning, so then you're not gaining anything. Well, Maisa Ben Hehate said it better, more precisely. Ben Hehe Omer, every kid who learns Mishnayos Baal Peh, this is the first one that you do because it's the shortest. Ben Hehe Omer Lefum Tzara Agra. In conjunction with how much discomfort you have, how much exertion, how much tsar, how much pain, that's how much reward you're going to get. Exercise is the perfect mushroom. You have a guy there doing chin-ups or bench pressing, or running around a track. When he's all finished, what has he accomplished that he didn't accomplish before he started? Absolutely nothing. He took a barbell and picked it up and put it down 45 times. Big deal. He's in the same place. He's the same guy as he was before. In terms of his achievement in life, there's absolutely nothing. The guy who ran around the track, what did he achieve? Nothing. He's exactly right back where he started. So what did you do? The answer is, all you did was you were Mitzayer yourself. You exerted. Exhausted yourself. But what's the Agra? The Agra is going to be tomorrow. Your muscles are bigger and stronger. Your heart muscle is better. Your blood pumps better. You digest your food better. And depending on how much you Mitzayah yourself, right, of course you can't overdo it, then you hurt yourself. But to the degree of the exertion, that's how much the reward is. But the truth of the matter is that it's not only true in exercise. Imagine you have two guys playing a game of basketball. Have you ever seen this? One guy playing basketball, and he's, you know, what they call a loafer. He's the yutz that you don't want on your team, who, you know, whatever. He's not really interested in the game. He's just interested in making everybody else crazy. So you pass him the ball. He takes a hook shot from half court. It goes over the basket, and, you know, whatever, and that's the other team's ball. He tries to catch the ball, doesn't try to catch the ball. He, you know, whatever. He runs, he doesn't run. He's not, you know, whatever. He's not in the game. And then you have the other guy who's going ballistic on the court. He's running back and forth. He's trying to steal the ball all over the place. He's diving after things. He's running. He's killing himself. Who's having a better time? Well, the guy who's chilled out, you know, well, he must be having a better time. No, he's not. The more exertion you get, the more you get out of it. Two computer programmers. One guy shows up to work every day with, you know, whatever, his keg full of coffee, and he's sitting and clicking, and whatever, picks up his paycheck up at the end of the week. The other guy is at the screen. He's intense. He's with it, you know. He's alive. Who gets paid more? Who's more valued to the company? And who enjoys his work more? And finally, let's take two guys over a blat gemara. One guy's sitting there with his computer, with his mouse, with his Bar Ilan program, clicking away. Oh, it seems that Tosus has an interesting question here. Don't really understand the answer. All right, that's okay. That's fine. Let's go on. Right? He has to be English. Right? The other guy, he's psychotic. What? Tosus don't make sense! He's yelling at his chavrusa. He's practically punching his chavrusa. This, that, the other thing. He can't live with himself, right? He's in it. He's alive. He's excited. Lefum Sara Agra. He's Lebedik. He's a Machaya. No pain, no gain. You don't throw yourself into anything. You're chilled out. Better word for chilled out. Dead. Dead fish. You're excited, you're alive, you're into it. So that's when you make all the gains. The muscles grow, the heart muscle goes faster, your ruchnius goes up. Just don't overdo it, because then you hurt yourself. But that's what the Ramban says over here. This is an incredible thing. You want to know why Shevet Levi didn't have so many kids? Because in Mitzrayim, they weren't oppressed. Says the Ramban, interesting lashon. Va'ani choshev, I think. I don't know a raya. This is what I think. Shezeh chizuk l'masha amru Rabbi Seinu. This is the chizuk for what our Rabbein Chazal taught us. Medrash Tanchuma. Kishivta shal Levi lo yahaya b'shibud meleches Mitzrayim b'avodas Torah. That the shevet of Levi was not included in the shibud, and they didn't have to work so hard. They weren't doing the back-breaking labor. Behine Yisrael asher maru amitzriim eschayeim ba'avoda kasha kedei lamatam. The Mitzriim tried to make the lives of Klal Yisrael bitter by giving them such hard work. Haya Hakadosh Baruch Hu mar be'oisam kineged gzeres Mitzrayim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu mida kineged mida says, you want to make them miserable? I'll make them more. V'chasher yanu oisai kein yirbe v'chein yifreitz. The more you oppress them, the more they're going to get big, and the more they're going to spread out. But Shevet Levi, they didn't have that subhuman condition that saw the Klal Yisrael had. They didn't have to sweat it out as much. They were Amal B'Torah. But apparently there wasn't that sevel, there wasn't that suffering. Are you parim v'ravim k'derach kol ha'aretz? They had children, like everybody else. But no nisim. No miracles. And therefore, they did not grow to the degree that the other shvatim did. No pain, no gain. Kasher Yanu Isai Ken Yirbe Chayim Yirbeis. We live in the steroid generation. Steroids were always around, nowadays, you want to achieve something, you want to be fast or strong or win. So you pop a pill, you take some cream. I remember when my brother telling me this is just, when English people or won't appreciate this, but when our current so-called home run champion passed Hank Aaron, so all the big hop was about the steroids. And my brother said to me, Daniel, you don't understand. He said, when the guy came into baseball, he was this skinny runt. You look at him today, I'm not exaggerating, he says to me, the guy has muscle development in his forehead. You can see muscles on his forehead. He's a freak, he's an ape, he's not a human being. And he went to the workout room. But he cheated. There was always something better than steroids. No side effects. Doesn't do anything bad to your internal organs. It doesn't kill you young. It's called hard work. Lufun tsara agra. You have to push yourself. With your muscles and with your heart. And you have to want it. And if you really want it, and you're willing to exert that effort, so then you can see superhuman pairs. Just like Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim. There was a Sevel, and there was an Avedis Parach. And it got worse and worse and worse. Tremendous suffering. But they didn't give up. And because of the fact that they didn't give up, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a special bracha. Kein Yirbev v'chein Yifreis. Shevet Levi, great as they were, holy as they were, and we still hold up Shevet Levi as the Shevet who rises above normal life. They don't even need the satisfaction of going out and earning a living, which is a basic human need. Support yourself. If you're not supporting yourself, what are you? You're a baby. Shevet Levi is so inspired that they rise above that. But as inspired as Shevet Levi is, without that sevel, and not that special bracha, chein yirba v'chein yifros. We should all be zeicha to at least have the dream, not of sitting back and clicking our mouse and popping some steroids and therefore getting big and having pleasure in life, but working very, very hard. And when we work very, very hard, we have the ultimate satisfaction, we have the ultimate pleasure in life. Because the ultimate satisfaction and the true lufun tsara agra, the true agra, is not just picking up a free paycheck. That's Seinei Matanas Yichya, we learned all about that. It's exerting yourself, it's paying the price in pain. And then when you pay the price in pain, you play hard, you learn hard, you work hard, so then you get all of the pleasure. Lufun tsara agra, kasher yanu oisai. Can you be? Can you please? Can you share this?